Hi, and welcome everybody to our podcast. This is the Welcome to Livingston podcast, where we find out things great that are going on in Livingston County. We are so excited today. My name is Don Pukela.
And I'm Angela Pukela, and we're with the Pukela Group Real Estate Professionals.
And today we are so excited. We have Scranton Middle School students here with us.
We are on location right now.
Yeah, we are at the Brighton Center for the Performing Arts. We're going to be talking to them about their play that they have coming up here, Beauty and the Beast.
Junior. Yes. Excellent, but a lot of work involved. Welcome, you guys. Welcome. How exciting.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So if we take it around here, Phil, do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Phil Johnson. I'm the vocal director for the show.
Wonderful.
Great, man.
Hi, I'm Vaughn. I play Gaston in the show.
Hi, I'm Ethan. I play LeFou in the show.
Hi, I'm Lily. I play Mrs. Potts in the show.
Hi, I'm Evie. I play Silly Girl and Feather Duster in the show.
And I'm Julie, and I play Belle.
Great. Well, welcome, you guys. Welcome. So I know you've been really hard at work with all of this, and so we thank you for taking the time out to come meet with us. Why don't we go ahead and just start it up to find out of, you know, what are you most excited about for the play? We can start at the end there.
I'm really, really excited about all the opportunities that this is going to lead up to. I've already had so much experience with these directors for the past 2 years. It's crazy. So I am very excited to continue doing this.
And Evie, I know you're kind of on the new side, but what are your thoughts?
I'm excited for the show and opening night and stuff. I don't really want to end because I've made so many new friends, but I'm just really excited to like do it next year too.
That's so nice. What about you, Lily?
I am so excited for everybody to see all the hard work we've put into the show and all the time and effort and all the friends we've made.
Very cool. Now, how about Ethan?
I have done this for 2 years and I really enjoy the opening night because then all your family and friends get to see what you've accomplished over the past amount of time.
That's awesome. Very cool. How about you, Dan?
Yeah, I'm really excited for all my friends and family and just like see the show and, you know, see how hard we've all worked.
I'm excited for these kids to hear that first round of applause. I think that they have been working so hard and are so deserving of the applause that they're going to get. I'm really excited for them to hear that on opening night when I think there will be a real buzz around the show.
Excellent. Yeah.
And I know you guys have put in a ton of work. You know, people that aren't involved in plays and such, they don't realize the amount of hours that you guys put in. How long have you guys been practicing for this?
Well, we auditioned in mid-February, and we've been doing rehearsals 3 or 4 days a week leading up to spring break. We took spring break off. And then Julie, why don't you tell them about our schedule since spring break?
Our schedule since spring break, every single day, except for Sundays. Every single day from about the time school ends, even earlier than that, we're on a bus getting here, and we go until 6:30 to 7, and sometimes even 8.
And on the weekend, all day long, I know there's a 10-hour practice last weekend.
Yep, we did our all-day rehearsal on Saturday. Got to run through the show twice, got to do all our costumes. What else did we do?
Well, we did mics, we did the explosions.
Yes,
and all of this tech stuff, not even including all the hours that everybody has been putting in set build and tech hours.
Yeah, that's right. High tech. I had heard from one of the other parents today that you guys had brought in specialists to teach these kids the fight scene and everything.
Yeah. Vaughn, you've been doing a lot of that. Why don't you talk about working with Chris?
Yeah, so like it's great because like he's, you know, for the show we're learning all these different like stage fighting techniques, but at the same time we are like learning these techniques and we can reuse them in like future shows we're in, and so it's like really cool that we get to learn and work on all this stuff.
Yeah, picking up those skills is fantastic, and good for you guys for bringing in the specialists.
Yeah, it's been really neat to be able to get these young artists the chance to work with experts in the field. You know, I am the musical expert, but I don't know anything about fight choreography. And so it's really good for them to be able to work with Chris, who's from Ring of Steel in Ann Arbor. He was telling them he did the fight choreography for the Three Amigos. So that got my wife and I fired up because that's a movie from our childhood.
Yeah, you're dating yourself.
Once the last cat in her right?
Yeah, need to hear about that. Yep, absolutely.
For the young kids out there, it's those guys from Only Murders in the Building. Like, they actually did a really fun musical thing, so.
I need to go.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for joining us so much. Yeah. So great. For the rest of you guys that are still here, what scenes are you looking forward to most in the show?
Well, my favorite scene in the show is where Gaston, he goes to ask out Belle. You know, he's super confident. You know, he's like, she's going to marry me for sure. And then she rejects him. And it's just really fun to act out because Gaston's this super confident character, and he just kind of gets turned down, but it doesn't really discourage him. He just keeps trying. He's really persistent.
My favorite scene in the show is Gaston. It's where my character, LeFou, is trying to cheer up Gaston after getting rejected.
Awesome. Yeah, he's like your best buddy, right?
And yeah.
You definitely have a lot to say about that.
I'd say my favorite scene is probably Be Our Guest, because the whole castle crew is welcoming Belle into their environment with a huge dance and song.
One. Yeah, it's probably a very big number. Is there a lot of students in the
The stuff they're talking about, there are often 20 to 25 students on stage at a time when we do that. So it's a scene, literally and figuratively. It's a scene.
I think my favorite scene of the show would probably be the mob song, because I love just like reacting like over the top. And like I love the dance. It's so fun, and it's like easy, but it's like hard at the same time. It's so fun, and it looks so cool.
She took mine. That's my favorite one.
Okay.
I think it's because of the high energy. I think the other one that's really amazing, the opening song, Belle. There are so many solos, and there's so much happening on stage, and there's so much of the story being told through song. It's really a fun way to introduce the audience to everything that's going to happen in the show and all the characters. Everybody has their own little moment where they get to shine, and it's really fun.
Very neat. I was typing through the each of the characters for Livingston Post, and it was interesting. It wasn't just townsperson. It was like, okay, we've got a fishmonger, and we have a baker, mm-hmm. and we have just all these different, very specific things, and it was fascinating to see.
It's really neat to have a show like this where it's not just us saying tree number 4. You know, everybody has something very specific that they are in the show. Whether it's a lead or a chorus member, everybody has something very specific that they get to really, really latch onto, and that's the character that they get to create for the remainder of the show. Some students have multiple characters, so they have to really, really learn to transform themselves into different characters during the show. It's really neat to see them grow as young actors and musicians while that happens. So it's a real challenge.
Yes. So one of the things I wanted to ask you guys, you know, when you got started in this, you know, you didn't know what your costumes were going to look like. We've all seen Beauty and the Beast, but how's that experience been of like getting your costume and bringing that character to life?
Well, you know, for me, Gaston, he looks pretty much like how he does in the movie, except Mrs. Stunkel, our costume director, she's like, she adds little touches and little details that aren't in the movie that just add more character to the costume. Like, I have like belts and satchels and stuff like that, and it just makes my costume look better.
For my costume experience, like the first time you get the costume, it's like super exhilarating because you get to like put the costume on for the first time and you get that nice like new costume scent. And it also, yeah, like you said, it brings the character to life, and the extra like little things our costume creator puts on the costume just add like little extra details. Like I got shoe buckles, which cool. is pretty enjoyable.
So like as you guys get in these costumes, do you really like feel like you're in the character then? Does it really make it?
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Lily, Mrs. Potts, right?
When I first got my costume, I was sort of almost nervous because we know Mrs. Potts is very, she's very big and she's loud, and So the costume just made me feel more like my character and made me get into character more. And I enjoy working with it now.
I think that like the costumes bring like a big part of the show to life, because like without the costumes, it's still really good, but it's like it's not like Beauty and the Beast without the costumes. Like it adds like to the characters, it adds to the plot, it adds to everything. It just looks so great with the hair, the makeup, the costumes. It looks amazing.
Yeah, and you get to wear two different costumes, right?
Yeah, so the quick changes are like they're fun, but they're also like stressful, but It's great, because I go from like a silly girl who's like all over Gaston and everything, and like I have this big puffy dress, to like being a feather duster where like I'm wearing all black and I have feathers, and it's like, and I have like a gold cap, and it's so different, and I loved like the change of the characters.
I remember when the feathers showed up on the costumes, boy, we heard about it, how cool it was.
Christine has done a spectacular job working with these costumes. We ordered them from a costume company in Ohio, and she has put her own stamp of approval on many of them. Like Gaston and LeFou were saying, you know, whether it's a buckle or a sash that she's adding to it, or creating totally new costumes. She did not appreciate the costumes that they sent us for the wolves, so she and her team created new ones. And they've just been constantly adding to the costumes and making them come to life. I think Belle's yellow dress, the iconic Belle yellow dress, yeah, is something that she also did not, she
didn't
got
make the standard?
Right. So she made that, she glowed that one up a little bit. Okay. So that's a fabulous dress, and it's really fun to work with somebody who has put together the show before and who has access to other costumes in other places. This is a show that's been done a lot, but never the same way. So it's really nice to be able to reach out to other schools or other theater companies and make use of their costume stores to put together the show we want here.
That is so amazing. And I know, like with Belle's costume, you know, we've all seen, you know, Beauty and the Beast, right? We know what we're looking for. Mm-hmm. And that's one of those things, like when that yellow dress comes out, it's a big part of the show.
Yes, yes. We're excited. Our Ring of Steel trainer, Chris, is also managing our Beast flight and transformation. And that's something too. When you see the cartoon, it's a whole lot easier in cartoon land to have the Beast transform from his Beast form back into his Prince form. And so the creative team, particularly Mark, Christine, Olivia, and bringing in Chris, has made that really come to life. So we're excited to continue to develop that over the next couple of days, to just continue to bring that magic to the stage.
It'd be exciting to see.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of some of these other people, and I think it'd be fun to start with the kids here, I want to make sure to recognize that there's been a lot of adults, there have been a lot of other kids, a lot of people behind the scenes, and who would you guys want to give a shout out to that at least made a difference for you, or you think should be really recognized? Does anyone want to start in particular?
You want to start? Or you? I would say like the hair and makeup team, because they like work so hard, and there's only like a few of them, and they do the whole cast's hair and makeup and everything, as well as like the costume team. They like make all the costumes, like for the Feather Dusters costumes, they like handmade them. Same with like they made the Wolf's costumes too, and I think just without them, this show wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, I also think that the people who built the sets, they put in hours of work to make this show come alive and to make people see it the way we see it in our imagination. And they really just deserve so much for all the work they put in to help the show.
That's great.
Okay. I feel Emily Wilson deserves a lot of credit, because she created an entire two dances, and she's not even on the creative team.
I just want to thank my makeup person. Her name's Julia, and she like talks to me. It's kind of like when you go and get your hair done at a hair salon, like you tell them about your problems and they like make you feel better about it. But at the same time, she makes me look like awesome and like gets me into character and stuff, and I really appreciate Julia.
Cool. Cool. What about you, Phil?
Well, as Ethan said, Emily Wilson, it's a family affair. The entire family helps out. So Andrew is running the tech side of this show. So he's in charge of sound and lights and special effects. Mark is one of the acting directors, and he is just a joy and a treat to work with. He teaches these kids, but he also pumps them up, and they walk out of here feeling really good about themselves every time they work with him. Kristen is one of our producers, and Hannah was here helping out on Saturday, and it's just neat to see the whole family jump in. Sid Atkin has really jumped in with set build. Jeff von Buskirk has done a fabulous job with set painting and a lot of that design stuff. And it's really fun to see everybody's family jump in, whether it's, you and Angela Otto working on promoting the show, or, Heather working on set finishing, or, there's an army of people here making this go.
A lot of the parents, I've noticed.
Yeah.
Come together, and even the snacks to make sure the kids are well fed.
We got snack moms here every day after rehearsal, and the kids are so excited to see that cart roll out. So it is really a community event. We see these fabulous artists on stage, but we've got 40 people in the onstage cast. There's 85 cast members plus all their parents and families really pitching in. So it's a community event.
That's so awesome. And one of the things I was gonna ask about is, you guys were practicing at Scranton for quite some time. The difference to come over here and to be on the big stage, and then now, a few days into it, you're working with the full set now. How is that excitement, that change of like the energy going from, those practices over here?
You're there every day, and now all of a sudden you're over here.
From the beginning, our first practice, I remember, we taped off the floor in our cafeteria so that everybody could see the layout of the stage. For those of us who haven't done musical at all, or just need a little reminder, just to see how big we are working with. But it's so much more real when we get to the big stage and we see everything start to come to life. And we just you're a part of this. So just cool thing to be a part of.
It was super exciting because it was a huge change. Like Lily said, it was tape on the floor, and we didn't really have any sets. We just had chairs and everything, and then we came to the high school, and then we had all the huge sets, the huge chair. There's just the stairs, everything, Bell's Cottage, the bar. It just brought the whole thing to life, and it was a huge change, and it was great. Yeah.
This is an amazing facility. I mean, this is one of the things that drew me to Brighton to work here. I was here in 2004, clinicking a group of choirs on stage, and I looked around and I just couldn't believe that a facility like this is hooked to a high school. Most of the high schools I've been to, they limit their seating at about 600 maximum, and to be able to have a 900 seat auditorium with 65 battens in there that we can fly whatever we want, and a garage you can back a semi-truck right up to. I mean, that is just not typical for high school theater programs. And so to be able to be in here as a middle school is wonderful to be in here with this facility.
On that token, I think the neat part is the amount of room. You guys have a whole orchestra. I mean, of course, Brighton High School has a whole orchestra program, so a lot of those students, but they're coming from Scranton as well, so because that's where it all begins. But to have them come in, has that been interesting in terms of that they're going to play a role in some of this as well, that they've been behind the scenes practicing?
Yeah, that's one of the things we struggle with at the high school, is engaging the students in the orchestra when they're 10 feet below the stage and rehearse completely separately. And then when you start rehearsing, we're separated by space. And so it was really neat. We had the orchestra here. We had everybody here on Saturday. And we got to take the middle school orchestra students around on a tour, and they got to see what was going on. And those kids, whether they continue to play instruments or not after this, now have seen some of the things that we can do. And so, you know, if they're playing violin or trombone in the orchestra pit when they come to high school, great. If they're not, we want them on the hair and makeup team or on the set build team or on the props team. So just to be able to see all the different opportunities there, it's really powerful to have them involved. So. Absolutely.
It's a really great contrast. It's interesting. So a little bit of backstory in terms of our podcast. Evie's older brother, Colin, was in Beauty and the Beast back when Parker Middle School put it on, and we interviewed those students. And so that's part of why it was so important for us to come and meet with you guys today, is it kind of comes full circle on a lot of this. But it's been fascinating, just all the differences and just terms to see how you guys put your own stamp on things and how you guys do it. And it's just really been remarkable. And just so many people involved. And
it's amazing how robust the theater program is in Brighton. You know, the high school did a high school musical. You know, to just see how many people come out to support it is just remarkable to see, because it's really something when so many different districts, those programs have fallen on the wayside or, you know, getting smaller. I feel like this one is very
kids
robust.
Are all in, and you guys are doing the right things with promoting this to the middle schools. For you guys to be involved, and here you're not even in high school. Straw poll here, do you think you guys are gonna participate in theater as you get into high school? What do you think?
Yeah?
Yeah? Yeah? See, these guys have made it really fun.
I will.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Well, I know we haven't shared the dates because it's coming up really fast. It's this weekend. It's April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Yep. So that's Friday. So there's a Friday night at 7 o'clock show. There's Saturday matinee, 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock in the evening, and then a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock as well. And that's in the Brighton Center for the Performing Arts.
Yep. And that must be pretty, I mean, Saturday is going to be crazy for you guys, doing two shows that day.
Now, for those of you that did it last year, because
what advice
older,
do you have for those that haven't done it before?
I would say it's definitely not as bad as you would think. Okay. Like, it seems like you're going to get really scared, and then you're out there on the stage, and you practice your lines and everything. You remember all your stuff. And you think all these people are, you're going to see all these people watching you, but the lights are like, so the light team is so good at like projecting you that it's almost impossible to see the audience from the stage.
Cool. Awesome. Any of you guys?
I just say bring a lot of snacks, be ready. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun because we've worked for months leading up to this, and this is like the moment that you can just show off your abilities to everybody and just be with your friends and be yourself.
Awesome. Cool. Mr. Johnson, do you have any advice for any of those students?
I enjoy it. I mean, those are the moments as performers that you work for. You either have to fall in love with the process of getting ready for a show, or you have to fall in love with the sound of those applause. If you can love both, that's wonderful. But I think that that's the reward for all the hard work is you know, four opportunities to hear all those applause from the people in the audience. So.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Awesome. Outstanding. We can't wait to see it. To my knowledge anyway, I think tickets are still on sale. So we're going to make sure to have that in the show notes and the details as well.
Yeah. Any of you out there that are hearing this, please come out to the show. Support these kids. And on top of that, they put on an amazing performance. Yeah. So we're so excited to see them. Give them that huge applause.
Yeah, thank you for all of your hard work, you guys, and for meeting with us today and everything that you guys do. You know, you're ambassadors to Brighton, to the theater, to everything. And you're out there making memories that you're going to have for a lifetime.